and put a layer of dough mm-hmm. in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then a layer of fruit
mm-hmm.
in here. And then put another cap on it and put it in the stove and bake it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it out and put another layer of fruit and another layer and bake it till she makes them about 4 layers high.
Mmm, that sounds good.
A layer of pie. Now you're talking about an apple pie. Mother called them Andes for this party that used to live over here at Blue Spring City. And the old man was named Andy.
Andy. Uh-huh.
Well, they made them kind of pies uh-huh. and learned Mother how to make them. And she always Andy apple pie. Andy apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she made.
And
I'd rather have them than to have a cobbler pie.
How is a cobbler different?
Well, they just got 2 crusts.
Mm.
Cobbler has. And they've got, you can put 4 or 5 just, I've seen Mother make them that high, see.
So they're deep.
In a big, deep.
They're deep, the layer pies.
Deep, mm-hmm. You can make them in a skillet, or you can make them in a bread pan, deep bread pan.
Mm-hmm.
You could make them in that oven and make it plumb to the top of it if you want
wow.
to.
Wow, that'd be an awful lot, wouldn't it? It'd take a long time to eat that. How about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pie?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think. I know what that is, but I forget the name of it.
Well, some people call it sauce, and some people call it dressing, and some people call it gravy, or any of those?
No.
No?
I hear it. Oh, something else, old time. I forgot the name of it.
Whipped cream?
Huh?
Whipped cream? This is something that you pour, really, and whipped cream's too thick to pour.
Yeah, I think they
keep. I guess I just say sauce. I don't really know what it is.
It would be a sauce.
Now, there's another old name for it, but I can't think of it.
Well, you let me know if you think of it, because I don't know what it is. How about food between regular meals? What, if you ate something between breakfast and dinner?
Eat between meals?
Uh-huh. That's a what?
Snack.
Okay. And what would you drink if you were just thirsty? You might go to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And you might say, I didn't, using the same word, I didn't, you know, you say the glass broke, but I didn't
break it.
But somebody has.
Somebody broke in the glass.
Okay. Let's see then. If I ask you how much water did you drink, you would say I
drank a pint or.
And.
Well, I have drunk a half a gallon at the time.
Have you really?
Yes.
Is that
I
true?
Have, but I ought to have done it, but I done it. Just
I didn't think anybody could drink that much.
Well, I never did but once or twice.
Does it make you sick?
No, it didn't make me sick, but it's a wonder. I drink pint
mm-hmm.
a lot of times,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and sometimes a quart.
Mm.
But now I have drunk half a gallon.
Boy.
Half a gallon much for it. But now it ain't safe to do that.
No.
And the ice water, you don't drink too much of it.
Oh, not if you're hot. I know you don't.
You'd make you sick.
Yeah. And see, if dinner was on the table and everybody was just standing around, what would you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
And then tell them to do what?
Sit down to dinner.
And if you wanted somebody to take some potatoes before he passed them, you'd say just go ahead and
help yourself, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if you decide not to eat something, you'd say I don't
aim to eat.
Or it's just
not hungry.
They were passing something to you and you didn't want
no
it.
No thanks.
Okay. Let's see, if food had been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it had been what?
Warmed over.
And you'd say, we already had that last night, so they're serving us
warmed over snack, huh?
Okay.